This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
Beat Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Beat Mix! And it's time to pump it up for Monday!
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, welcome to Monday, where it's not Tuesday, I guess.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's about the only saving grace for this Monday. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Charles and Sultan. Charles, are you there?
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks!
There we go. That's the way to go.
All right.
What's up?
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Charles will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Charles, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Approximately how many days does it take for the moon to revolve around the Earth?
30.
No.
31?
No.
29.
No. Terry Bradshaw is famous for playing on what NFL team?
Steelers.
Yes. In which Disney movie is Cruella de Vil first seen as the villain?
101 Dalmatians.
Yes. Who played Cher in Clueless and Batgirl in Batman and Robin?
Alicia Silverstone?
Yes. No. What is the oldest university in the United States?
Harvard?
Yes. What would a sommelier recommend to you?
Pat.
The Berlin Wall came down in what year of the 80s?
85?
No.
86?
No.
87?
No. What is the capital of Nebraska?
Pass.
Also the name of a planet. Who is the Roman goddess of love?
Venus.
Yes. How many NFL teams are there?
32.
Yes. What would a sommelier recommend to you?
That'd be Uranus, right?
No!
Whoa.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct!
What a vintage that would be.
Yeah, wow, yeah.
Damn!
No, it is not.
Woo.
And I hope it never will be.
I mean, you can make that kind of product in prison. So, I guess in a way...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, it seems that BJ knows exactly what that term is, so...
I sure do.
Good
you
for
know
you.
What? I'm a guy that's in the know.
We'll find out if Steve is.
Hey, look who it is.
Hey, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Approximately how many days does it take for the moon to revolve around the Earth?
30?
No.
29?
No.
31?
No. Oh. Terry Bradshaw is famous for playing on what NFL team?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, don't worry about
just
it.
Just stupid.
Yeah.
Terry Bradshaw, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. In which Disney movie is Cruella De Vil first seen as the villain?
101 Dalmatians.
Yes. Who played Sharon Clueless and Batgirl in Batman and Robin?
Alicia Silverstone.
Yes. What's the oldest university in the United States?
Plattsburgh State University.
No.
Go Cardinals. I don't know. Yale?
No.
Harvard?
Yes.
Whatever.
What would a sommelier recommend to you?
Wine.
Yes. The Berlin Wall came down in what year of the 80s?
88, I think.
No.
89.
Yes. What is the capital of Nebraska?
Cornhole.
No.
Oh. That's it.
Lincoln.
Yes. Also the name of a planet. Who is the Roman goddess of love?
Venus.
Yes. Oh. How many NFL teams are there?
32.
Yes. And Steve, you win. It's nice. 6-9.
Woo! Good job, Stevie.
Wow.
Sorry about that, Charles.
That's all right.
Well, when you win like that, I mean, or lose like that,
it's a nice victory one way or the other.
Yeah. Couple lucky guesses.
Yeah.
No, I love it whenever I say yes, and you're like, oh.
Like Venus?
Yes.
I honestly was about to go Aphrodite. I was like, oh, why did I say Venus? It's Aphrodite.
It's not Aphrodite because that's not a planet.
Good point.
Can't wait to go to that planet Aphrodite. Here, it's a nice place.
The only one that you missed, Charles did as well. Approximately how many days does it take for the moon to revolve around the Earth?
Anybody know this? Because I would. I'm trying to think of one of those moon charts that I see at the massage therapist, because she has one of those. And it feels like it's, I don't know, every 15-ish days?
No.
28?
It's 28 days. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Right, I figured it's right around 30.
Yeah, and you both guessed 29, 30, and 31.
I wonder if that's why they called that movie 28 Days. If they, with that virus, if they sort of made it on the moon cycle in a weird way.
Oh, like the 28 days later one?
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting they picked 28 days if that's the moon going around, but I don't know.
Interesting. I never even thought about that.
Neither did I till now. I could be completely wrong, but you know.
Yeah, but it's a good reason to go back and watch that movie. Congratulations, Steve. You won.
Boom.
Boom. That's it. It's over.
Somebody just texted us saying, can you explain the sommelier question? I don't know. Was there a debate or a conversation beforehand, or are they just?
Oh, okay,
or
so
I just want to know why you asked that question.
Well, I asked it because it was a question that maybe even Sarah gave it to me. I don't even remember where I got that one.
Maybe it was our discussion that they wanted to know about.
Yeah, Charles, he didn't know. He got to answer it twice, and he was like, "I don't know, Uranus, Rev."
Nice.
Yeah, and so obviously that's a no. But then BJ mentioned the fact that you can make a certain type of wine in prison.
Yeah, toilet wine.
Toilet wine. Yeah. And so
Uranus might be involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty entertaining. So yeah, that's what you ended up missing, what we were talking about before you got in. Yeah.
We had to be vague because you were coming in the studio, so I didn't really want to give it away.
Gotcha. Yeah. And you would have totally gotten it at that point.
Yep. Nice work.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Someone on Reddit just asked people to name things that can immediately drop someone from a 10 all the way down to a 5, and this is when we're talking about attractiveness.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think. You know what it would be? If someone's rude to a waiter, it's an old saying, like not saying, but it's like one of those ones that everyone always brings up. Like if someone's rude to the waiter or waitress, then you get an idea of like how they are treating people when they're not on their best behavior. And I do believe in that. Like if you're not going to tip well or treat somebody well that does nothing for you in the long run, I think that's a good indicator that this person's not someone to be around, and they would definitely be less attractive because of that.
Is on the list.
I did not have a second date with a guy because he left $0 for a tip.
Yeah.
And, like, there was nothing wrong with the meal.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're supposed to impress anybody when, in fact, it's obvious that you didn't leave a tip. I just, you know, especially you don't know who you're sitting across, like if they've ever been a server in their entire life. How do you not just I would leave a tip just to go, I don't know much about this person, but I don't want them to think I'm a cheapskate.
I feel like the odds are probably in your favor that person you're dating at some point was in the service industry. Most people have at some point cut their teeth in the service industry.
I'll tell you this one thing on this list that is me.
Uh-oh.
Again, this is what would drop me. Not that I started at 10, but this would drop me way down. And I wonder if you guys can guess.
Serial Killer Eyes.
Serial Killer Eyes, which, of course, is the great song by Kim Wilde, whatever her name was, Betty Kim Wilde. Oh, yeah, Kim Wilde. So she did Betty Davis Eyes.
Only ever wants to play board games on dates.
Oh.
No, that's not it, Danny.
Oh.
Loves professional wrestling.
That would be somebody on this show, but it is not me. So
not you?
Yeah, hard to believe. Yeah, I don't know if you'll get it, but as soon as I tell you, you'll go, oh, yeah, that's you. And okay. I'm very much trying to work on this. I still do it from time to time, and my friends just always tell me, dude, knock it off. And it's constantly talking over people.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough for me, man.
Nobody's like, no, BJ, you're not mad at us.
Yeah, totally. You know, what I do for a living and where I come from, you're just dead air, dead space. My brain goes, you got to fill it with something. And so if someone's just taking a breath, but they're not done with their thought, I'm like, oh, my God, it's dead air. I better say something. And I have to retrain myself. And in the Boston area, you had to talk over people. It was the only way you'd ever get to talk.
That's how it was growing up in my household. Like, it was, I mean, there was, you just jumped in as soon as you got a window of opportunity. You had to just get right in there. And I remember it was one time when I first started hanging out with D. Ted Smith many, many years ago when I first started working at KSW. We were doing something. We were hanging out drinking. And I remember I cut him off and he point blank just said, he's like, can I finish my story? And I was like, oh, my bad. Like, that's just what we do. I didn't even think about that. And ever since then, that was always in the back of my mind. It kind of changed the way that I looked at conversations because nobody wants to be cut off. And it is rude if, like, someone has a thought or is trying to finish a story and then you're just like, whoosh, shutting them down.
Yeah, for you and I, Steve, I don't think people realize that it's just it was just the area we were raised in. So, yeah, I think you've done a better job getting rid of it out of your life than I have. I still, you know, I did it again. And luckily, you know, my friends at least feel, you know, like they feel comfortable enough to be able to go, hey, dude, I'm not done. And I'm like, yeah, sorry, I got to keep working on that.
But it's like on the flip side, I always hated it growing up when it would happen to me. So I was like, I remember being so mad, like still to this day when my mom does it to me and my wife laughs at me every time. She's like, when are you going to let this go? My
Never.
Mom will cut me off and then I'm out. I tap out of the conversation. The rest of the time, I'm like, it's you and my wife. Go ahead and talk. And like everything I give is one-word answers. Like I become a 12-year-old.
Oh, again. You start pouting hard, yeah.
Hard. And my wife laughs at me the entire time, which makes it even worse for me in my head. Because I'm like, you're right. I should not let that bother me. But man, it just gets under my skin.
Yeah.
She'll ask me a question and then answer it for me. My mom, not my wife.
Like, well, that drives me nuts.
My mom does that too.
It's like, how was your day? I heard it was not that great in Seattle. I'm like, well, I didn't even have a chance to say how my day was.
I can hear you freaking out now.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. These two dudes I'm about to tell you about, man, they really went on a man mission. This was pretty extreme, but also impressive. I don't know if you remember the famous mini bike ride from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Harry and Lloyd, who, of course, Jeff Daniels, Jim Carrey. What they did is, in the movie, they rode from Nebraska to Aspen and Colorado, Aspen, Colorado. They did that on a Polestar mini bike.
Oh, yes.
So these two dudes said, you know what, man, we're going to do that. They recreated the bike as faithfully as they could. They actually got on it together and took off and did the trip. They started in mid-April because they wanted to match the weather of the movie. And by the time it was over, they drove 382 miles over 3 days, rose 15,000 feet in elevation, went through 2.5 rear tires.
Yeah, because they're on the same bike together. Like, they're riding, you know, together.
Yeah, just like the movie.
Yeah. Wow.
And they spent this whole trip. It just cost them $22 in gas. What? And they averaged 54 miles per gallon. I bring that up because in the movie, Lloyd says the hog would get 70 miles per gallon.
Oh, well, they lied to us.
Yeah, so, but still, this is nuts. And you can see the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Of course, because they recorded the whole thing. They wrote about the trip. They even recreated the scene where Harry tells Lloyd he traded the van for the mini bike.
Harry! Wait up! Got room for one more if you still want to go to Aspen.
Where did you find that?
Some kid back in town. Traded the van for it straight up. I can get 70 miles to the gallon with this hog.
No, Zach. Just when I think that you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself!
Awesome. You want to go to Aspen?
Oh, yeah!
I don't know why, but that just gave me goosebumps. I'm looking at these two guys. They're just such... just such dorks that I love it.
Yeah, like, these guys are totally dorky, but amazing.
Like my kind of dork. Like that's something I would totally be down to do.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's amazing to think that you could take something like that from your favorite movie and actually do it. And of course, you've got a buddy that's going to do it with you, which really is what Dumb and Dumber is all about. I mean, it really is just about, you know, no matter how much of an idiot your buddy is, if he's your best buddy, it's like that's your life right there.
Yeah, it's a great nod to friendship. And these guys are exactly that. Like, that's so cool. And I call them dorks as a dork myself. Like, that is something I would totally love to do.
That's pretty amazing. It's very, very amazing. Recreating the entire trip to Aspen on a mini bike. Those two dudes doing that.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
All right. So that's what those two guys did. Recreating the famous mini bike ride from Dumb and Dumber. Based on this, we want to know, what is something that you did all because you saw it in a movie or a TV show? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody said, my friends and I used to ride in shopping carts and crash into things because of the show Jackass. I feel like there's going to be so many people that have done things because of Jackass.
That's so true. Oh, that is so true.
Right? I mean, it's just like all the stupid things. Because everything that they did was very doable, which is scary. Because, like, I mean, we all have access to a shopping cart. We all, you know, I mean, like, these are things that you could just, they say don't try this at home, but it's like, everything that they did is at our home's disposal. Like, you can do it.
I have to say, for me, it was a radio show that actually, you know, had me doing stuff that I was like, all right, well, I guess, I mean, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And like, I couldn't believe some of the things we did on The Buzz, basically because it's like, you know, once I saw how Tom Likas put on a party, it was like, well, we have to put on parties like this. This is, I had never had listener parties that way before. And we had to put on parties like that. And I saw, and only because I saw Tom do it, and I had conversations with Tom, and I'm going, Tom, wait a second. This is, and he's like, yeah, this is what you got to do, buddy. This is who we're serving. We're serving the people. You know,
it was like 16 years ago. Day three of my internship was a Tom Likas listener party. And I was like, you know what? I like radio.
There's boobies and everything.
There is.
And I remember just going, are you sure? I mean, it's like, because I just had never done anything like that in my career before, just having those wild and crazy parties that they used to have. And I mean, if not for knowing Tom, I don't think I would have ever done it. I just wouldn't have. But I mean, I was there. I saw it happening, and I'm like, okay. So really, based on a radio show, I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going to do that. And boy, oh boy, that was woo. Well, like you said, well, Rev, it was an adventure.
Oh yeah.
So it said, my brother and I, after watching the movie The Natural, we went to the woods, and on a property, we cut a big branch, whittled it down, sanded it, made our own bat, just like Wonder Boy bat in The Natural.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
It you actually broke the first time we used it and actually hit a ball, though.
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Didn't have the special magic that bat had.
Yeah, I guess there's a little bit more to it, you know, to make a bat that can stand up against a 90-mile-an-hour fastball or whatever. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is something that you did all because you saw in a movie or a TV show? Rev, I feel like you're the kind of guy that would do something stupid because you saw it.
Yeah, and it wasn't so much like the Jackass stuff, but it was actually a little bit before that, and Steve might know as well as me, is the wrestling, and so much more the backyard wrestling, where we would just go, and usually with my cousins, and it would give me a reason to beat my cousins up, because we would do it for wrestling, and, you know, body slams and suplexes and all the ridiculousness.
Did you have a backyard name?
No. I don't even think I even got that far. It literally was just a reason to beat up my cousins because I was a jerk.
Most yarders, they had backyard names.
Yarders?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't even call ourselves yarders.
I was Steve Thunder.
I was going to say, was this during your mullet days, Rev? Because you could have been the mullet of malice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It actually was. Yes. The mullet of malice.
I love it.
Wow.
I've lost connection to the phone line, Steve. Is there anybody there that you want to
get? Looks like we have calls. Rev has.
Yeah, we got line one is Paul.
Oh, let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on the Rock.
Greetings, fellow A-coles.
Hey, Paul, welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, my buddy and I, we recreated the scene from Mary Poppins and decided to jump off the roof with an umbrella. Well, my buddy jumped first and he broke his leg, and I was like, F this, I'm not jumping.
That's why you never go first.
Yeah, never go first.
Yep, that's why I dared him to go first, and he said, yeah, I'll do it. And he jumped, and sure enough, shattered his leg.
Oh, damn, dude, that's a beating.
Did he get in trouble with his family? Yeah.
Excuse me?
Did he get in trouble with his parents?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's the worst.
He called a dumbass and everything else. And it's like, why'd you let him jump? I'm like, well, we saw it in a movie and we could try it. And yeah, it didn't.
Why did you let him jump? Because I'm the smarter of the two. We both wanted to, but I let him jump first because I'm the smarter of the two.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I was next, but I decided not to after my friend just destroyed his own legs.
Yeah, exactly. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Tom in Auburn, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
So it wasn't anything crazy like riding shopping carts or jumping off a roof with an umbrella, but I'm kind of an obsessive Superman fan.
Uh-huh.
And when I was in high school, Smallville was just starting to come on air. I was a sophomore when it first aired. But I loved Michael Rosenbaum's Lex Luthor so much, I actually shaved my head and kept it shaved.
So you were in
like
high school. You were in high school, and you went with a total shaved head look.
Yeah.
What? How did people react to that? Because, I mean, you don't see too many bald people in high school.
Oh, no. Well, especially because I was in a small town. I was, like, the only diehard geek there. So, like, people thought I was crazy. Except for my wrestling coach, because he was bald, so he thought it was cool.
He thought it was cool. Fellow bald guy.
That's you know what I have to say. I mean, as much as I've been a fan of a lot of stuff, I don't think I'd go that far. I love a lot of. I mean, I don't even have tattoos, and you think at least I would get some sort of geek tattoo. But that's pretty intense to shave your whole head because you love it. And look, Michael Rosenbaum's Luther was great. So I mean, I can't blame him for loving the character.
So much that when I was 7, Karate Kid 2 just came out on VHS, and it inspired me to kick our back door open. Well, I missed the support frame, and I put my foot through the window, 15 stitches.
Oh, no!
The kicking down a door was always something I always wanted to do. I never did it. Because I knew, like, A, when I had my own home, why am I going to kick down my own door? That just sounds like a really stupid idea. It's going to cost money. And back when I lived at home with my parents, if I try to kick down a door, then I have to deal with my dad kicking down my head.
So
I decided not to do it.
You know, I mean, I lived in a pretty cheap house, so and there's hollow doors. And I never realized there were any other kind of doors but hollow doors. So you might have a shot at doing it those hollow doors. But if you have a decent thickness door, which is good for privacy, and then I realized when they made those, I'm always going to have these because it's actually quieter and the kids can't hear you. Maybe you can't hear them.
No.
But yeah, I mean, kicking down a solid door, dude, you are going to wreck yourself if you don't realize that that's what's happening.
Or I always want to get like in the cartoons, the big, like I don't know why I'd have like a giant tree just down in my disposal, but a few of us with like a giant log.
Oh, battering ram?
And just batter it. That would be so cool. I should start making like a notes file of things I want to do before I'm done.
Oh, you want to be part of a battering ram situation?
Yes.
Your destruction bucket list, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. The destruction bucket list.
There's a shock. Mr. Destruction wants a destruction bucket list.
And nice. I've seen pictures before on how you're supposed to actually break down a door. Like you're supposed to drive your heel that's standing on the ground, firmly on the ground, and then kick near the lock. So don't kick on the actual lock or on the bottom part. Don't kick the knob. Kick next to the knob, and you have to lean into the kick. Don't use a jump kick, and don't use your shoulder because you will get hurt. So
all right,
Vicky. In case of a fire, an emergency, or drunken stupidity.
I was going to ask you, why would you even look that up? Reasonable.
It's also popped up as a meme before.
Oh, has it really?
Yeah, that's how I found it.
I want to
see Steve try to pull like a dropkick, a wrestling move on a door and see how that works.
That'd be awesome.
It would be amazing no matter what happens.
Well, sometimes in wrestling now, instead of using tables, because oddly enough, those old school tables, the wood ones aren't as easily accessible because now they make plastic ones and they're not as much fun for wrestling. So now they've been using doors and they just prop them up on chairs to put people through. Like the hollow type doors that you're talking about, BJ. And just on Friday night, one of my buddies did a match where that was involved, and I was so excited. He put the door through the other guy's head, and then his head came through.
Whoa!
And it was awesome.
What?
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, dude. That was just stuck. It was so great.
Oh, man. And he didn't get hurt?
Well, I mean, he had a little couple cuts on the forehead, but nothing bad.
Oh, God. Yeah, you guys, man, I can't. I take my hat off to you. I don't want the cuts to the forehead. I don't want any pain at all. I don't want any of it.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes, where we'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.